Hey everybody, this is Adeola, and you're listening to my podcast, Adeola Eki. Yes, you guys, we have rebranded, and if you see my most recent post on Instagram, Adeola Eki, you would see why and what I have in store for 2023. And yeah, thank you all for listening, and welcome to my podcast. Happy New Year, you guys. Long time no talk. I know I've been gone for so long, but I'm so, so sorry. I've been brainstorming and busy, but 2023, we're coming in with better and a much more hotter ideas. So don't leave your girl hanging, because I got y'all. Anyways, today's podcast is going to be a bit different and something awesome. Today's podcast, we'll be starting our series, Beauty for Ashes. And today's episode is titled as Overcoming Hardships. Another thing special about this episode is that we'll be having a special guest, one fine, highly anointed gospel singer, Yaxine/model, my own friend, Godswill. Hi, Godswill. How are you doing today?
Hey there. How's it going? How's everything?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Man, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful year. New opportunities. New everything, I would say.
Yeah. That's really awesome. So, Godswill, can you tell us a little about you? I'll give us a little introduction about who is Godswill.
Okay. Let me start with my name first. So, my full name is Godswill Akeze. Originally from Nigeria, moved here a couple of years back. You know, it's been great. It's been, you know, ever since I came here, it's been wonderful. You know, new environment, new adaptation, you know. I'm engaging in music, and I'm also doing modeling as well, so that's kind of going hand in hand. So,
Okay, I see you, that's beautiful. For all my photographers asking for models, here is one. He's here. God's what I can't say. Now, don't try to help y'all. When y'all blow up, don't forget about me. Thank you so much. That's so awesome. And I'm glad you like the USA, and I just pray your music career blows up.
Amen. So I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna be front row at every concert and stuff.
It's coming.
Yep. I'm back. Let's go, Godswill. Woo woo woo. That's gonna be me. Godswill. Like I mentioned earlier, this is a series, Beauty for Ashes, and today's topic for our series, Beauty for Ashes, is overcoming hardship. So, like, my question for you is that, like, what is a hardship to you in your own personal, like, God's will opinion? What is a hardship for you?
It depends. I feel like hardship is all based on, you know, perspective as well. Anybody can go through a certain amount of, let me say, pain, because a hardship is like when you're going through something that you can't. Like, it doesn't feel good to you, if you get what I'm saying.
I understand.
It's hard, I guess. Yeah, I'm trying not to use the same words, but yeah, it's sort of difficult to move on to the next step or the next phase of life, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I really agree on the part how it's like something that like you didn't see like coming. Especially like in the Bible, like you really can relate to Job. Like Job didn't know he's gonna like lose all these things, even though it was a test of God. But, like Job didn't know all his kids would die, he'll lose his land, his animals. He didn't know, but he still moved through the storm. So I really like agree with you, like 100% on that part. I'm on the same page.
Definitely. Even the people, there are a lot of people in the Bible who went through hardship. I feel like if you don't go through a certain hardship in life, you're not gonna really discover who you truly are, and you're not gonna like be profound at what you do, you know.
Yeah, because like you're right, because these hardships, they build you up. That's the purpose of pain turns into purpose. PMP power. So like that's so true. So yeah, I'm Godswill. If you don't mind, like, can you tell us an experience whereas you personally went through your own hardship and like how you were able to like persevere through it all?
That's a good question. let me see. I think I wouldn't really call it a hardship. I think it was a time where I was there was a time where I used to be at a low point of life. You know, I didn't really have certain opportunities I have now. You know, there was a time where you know, I wasn't understanding what I was doing at the time. I was trying to figure out, you know, life at a certain extent. You know, it was a rough time. I can't really go into details, but you know, that's, I just have to say certain things, you know.
Yeah. With that being said, how were you able to like go through that time period of your life?
I feel like it shaped me. It shaped me personally. It shaped how I relate with people. It shaped my mindset, you know, towards certain things. You know, when you go through a certain pain or a certain like hardship, you know, it enables you think differently, you know, yeah, than the rest of certain people. Yeah, that's just how I thought about it.
I just love how you said it enables you. Because even me, similar, I went through something last year with, like, associates. And it really taught me, like, the power of being silent. And, like, just, like, so much wisdom and knowledge on, like, behavior, how you relate to others. So, like I said earlier, you know, pain into purpose, it reforms you, it builds you. Which to whom I so entirely agree with you.
Definitely.
My next question for you, God's Fool, is, as a believer, how do you maintain your faith, especially in hardships?
You know, God is the beginning from the ending. He knows what is going to happen. He knows the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. Me personally, a lot of people lack their faith in God because they're too worried about the future, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, when people worry about the future, it questions their mind. They start having different doubts of different perspectives about life. Like, is life going to be good? Is life going to be great? But, like, once you have that faith in God, like, you can never lack, if you get what I'm saying. So, there's this thing that my dad always used to say that, or no, rather my brother, he used to say that as long as you have God, you can never be stranded in life.
Yes.
If you get what I'm saying. So having God and having faith, you need to have faith in God. That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah,
it's very important in any aspect you're doing, in anything you're doing, whether it's not working for the moment, whether it's working, you need to always be having constant faith in God. Because without faith, everything is just, you're just wallowing around. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. And I like how you mentioned, you said something about, like, not lacking. But when you said something about when you have God, you won't lack. I agree with you. And when you were saying that, what came to me was Psalm 23, literally verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not lack. And stuff, which is true. I mean, yeah, you'll go through a season of pain. But, like, it's going to teach you, like, why and stuff. And also, another scripture that also came to my mind as you were speaking was Daniel 11:32. Those that know their God, they shall be great and do great exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so, 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 so true. And, like, it ties in what you said, like, is, like, the importance of, like, having faith in God. Trusting God. Like, God, I know this isn't going how I planned, but I trust you. You take the will. You show me what I'm about to do, how to do it, when to do it, for your glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, there's this popular verse that they always usually say it, like, everywhere I go, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, once you focus your faith in God, every other thing on this planet Earth, anything that you are trying to aspire, God will provide it for you. It may not be your own way, but you have to follow the mandate of how God planned your life, you know. That's why I constantly ask God, anywhere I am, I constantly ask God for divine wisdom in how to tackle things, how to do certain things, you know. you know, you can't just do things on your own. You have to have someone bigger than you to help you out in life, you know. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, I understand it. Even to add on, that's like, when you do all these things by yourself, you will crumble.
Definitely.
Like, whether it be mentally, physically, you will fall down. You will lose, like, all your accolades. Like, you just have to, like, put it in God's hands, because I can't do this by myself.
Yes.
I remember, like, New Year's Eve, I just sat in my room, and I just thought, I was like, God really brought me this far. From August 05 to here I am, December 2022. Now here I am, January 2023. Like, it wasn't by my own strength. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't do this by myself. Like, yeah, all those times that I was sick, it wasn't that Tylenol that came through for me. It wasn't that Pepe soup. It was God. All those times where I was there, like, you don't qualify. It was God that said, you qualify. It's yours, my daughter. Like, take your place.
Definitely.
And stuff. So, you know, I thank God. And I feel like that's one thing with believers and stuff. When we go through, like, hard stuff, we forget what God has done for us in the past. And we begin to, like, some of us will start cursing, like, oh, God, why? Why me? Or why are you your favorite? But, like, you're not unfavored, you're favored.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a process. It's a process, you know. You learn. We learn from experience, like, literally, no cap. You learn something new every single day.
Yeah.
Whether it be good, whether it be bad, you're always going to learn something new regardless.
And yeah. The problem is, you see the thing, when you actually question God, that's where the problem is.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, like, what anything you're doing in life, never have the mind. Like, if you're questioning God on what he can do or cannot do, like, that's not wise, you know, because when he has said in the Bible in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like, why would you be questioning him? Like, if you can do all things through Christ, there's no reason for you to question him, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And this takes me to my next question for you, God's will. Yeah. My next question is, what does it truly mean to love God?
What does it truly mean? Wow, yeah. That's a good question. What does it truly mean to love God? When you truly love God, you tend to sacrifice many things for many things.
Yeah.
You tend to sacrifice, you know, going out, doing vaguely things and focusing on the main thing that God set your life for, sacrificing certain behaviors, sacrificing certain things that can affect your life. Like, I would say this, your love for God means you have to, it's just like you loving someone, there are certain things you have to sacrifice and there are certain behaviors you have to sacrifice. That's the same way you should be about God. This time God is about 100%. You're not diverting anywhere. You're fully focused and you're fully committed, you know?
Yeah. I like how you said that, because even I was in Bible study in my church and we're talking about discipleship, what it truly means to be a disciple for Christ. And one scripture that we use, I'm going to say this in pieces because I don't remember it word for word, but it says that a person that loves God, like a true disciple, will leave their mother and their father and their family, paraphrasing it, and just follow him. And so it is. And I like how you mentioned about, like, how you leave, like, vaguely behaviors, bad behavior. That is so true, because I know, like, when I was transitioning into Christ, because I mean, I was always like a Bible, but like, I was always born a Christian. Okay. I was just more of a lukewarm worldly Christian and stuff. And like, I knew, like, there was friendships had to be cut off, followers to be unfollowed off of Instagram. Some of these secular sounds, not some, a whole lot of secular sounds, even more now, I had to turn it off and stuff. And even those, I feel like those things, it don't bring comfort.
Okay.
And stuff. Especially when you go through, like, hard times, those things will not bring you comfort, okay? They will not help you. Like, I had, like, it was a really big transformation, to whom what I'm grateful for, because I knew those worldly things weren't good for me and they weren't helping me. But when I came to God, I found the meaning like of inner peace, the meaning of healing, what it means to be whole. Because, you know, you can have all the money of the world and still be going through your own mini, like, problems mm-hmm. and whatever.
Yeah.
Our next question, Godspell. I called you Godspell, I'm sorry. Godspell.
You're good. Don't worry, a lot of people get my name wrong. Sometimes someone even called me Goodwill at one point. So, don't worry. You're not the first.
Okay, our next question is, this is kind of like a personal question, if you don't mind us asking. How do you personally maintain your faith? In this world full of all kinds of stuff, how do you maintain your faith? What do you do?
How do I maintain my faith? So, I would say this. So, based on how I move, is I feel like the way you can maintain your faith is all about having the right mindset towards, you know, God. Because if you don't have the right mindset, if you're not being positive, I would say that, if you're not being positive, you cannot have faith in God. You know, one of the reasons why people lack faith in God because they're always negative. You know, they always have a negative connotation towards things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maintaining your faith is all about your mindset. Once you have a positive mindset toward things, you can maintain your faith, I promise you.
Yeah. And that's true. And like, to even add on, like, some people, like, they be bringing their own problems on themselves because of what they say. Because the Bible talks about how, like, power lays in, like, life and death lays in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're cursing yourself in situations, you're like, you're not going to make it out. Like, it's by the God's grace and mercy that you'll pull through. And so,
yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's when people go through hard stuff, it's when they tend to speak so much negatively. And if you're listening to this, I encourage you, like, if you're going through something bad, do not speak negatively. Speak positive. Speak life into that situation.
Definitely.
Like, say your grades are passing. You're going to make it out alive, you know? You're not homeless. You have a home. Speak life over yourself. Because you are your own prophet. You direct your own destiny. Whatever you say affects your life, whether it be positively or negatively. So, yeah, fam, like, y'all, speak life. Good, not evil.
Another thing, right? It's very, very important. There's something that my brother always say. It's very, very important. Do not stress. Do not stress. You know, a lot of people, why they are where they are today is because they have constantly stressed over problems and situations.
Yeah.
You know, once you're calm in a certain situation, once you're calm about, because life is very fragile. You cannot, a lot of people take things deep when it's not even supposed to be deep. You have to be calm in certain situations. You have to understand, you know, everybody has different perspectives of life. You just have to understand a point of view. Like, me personally, I like hearing different people's opinions about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, that doesn't mean the opinion applies to my life, but the main thing is that you heard them. You know, people like to be heard.
Yeah. You
know? So it's very important to not stress over any situation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Me personally, I like listening before I talk. It'll help going on forward this 2023. That's something I will constantly try to adapt, you know?
Yeah. So that's awesome. Well, this practically brings us to the end of our podcast, but God's will, I have one more question for you before I let you go.
Okay.
What is one interesting fact about God's will? You.
Okay, what's one interesting fact about me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting fact. Okay, just like a fun fact or just interesting?
Yeah, fun fact, interesting, whatever you want to call it.
I would say it's interesting to me, but like I play soccer or football, soccer. You know, they call it soccer here, so okay. I play soccer. Yeah.
Okay, we have a Ronaldo here. Okay.
That's actually my favorite player.
Oh, even better, Ronaldo Jr. Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Godswill, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
And for all my listeners, thank you so much. Kindly share to a friend, family member. And yeah, Godswill, would you like to do the closing prayer for us?
Yeah, sure. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We thank you because you have been faithful throughout the years. We thank you for bringing us to a new year. Thank you for bringing us to a year of encouragement, fruitfulness, and opportunities. Father, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Father, for organizing this. Thank you for bringing your daughter, Tessa Adeola, to this. To organize this, you know, it's been fun. It's been amazing. We thank God for our life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we pray that anything that anybody is going through, Lord Jesus, you shall let them, you shall give them the grace to overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Father, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen. Thank you so much, Godswill. No also, problem. You guys, if you are looking for a model, book Godswill. His Instagram will be in the caption below. But yeah, thank you guys. Happy New Year. I wish you guys all the best. Healing, peace, love, blessings, money. Have fun, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great one.
You too.